If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing okay. The Cardinals are fraudulent. You're a fraud fan for not even watching it. And I almost manifested perfection, and I would have been up dramatically in the best bets competition. So I'm a little salty, but hey, the Dodgers are a better team. So hey, the Cardinals nor the Reds made the playoffs this year. That I can live with.
I mean, the Cardinals made it farther than the Reds did. The Cardinals at least had a chance to make the playoffs.
Correct.
And also, last night, the last two nights actually, has been a win for us NRSI fans, that's for sure.
Absolutely. The NRSI parlay, I might do it every playoff game this postseason because I don't want to watch nine innings of baseball, but I love watching about 10 minutes of strikeout after ground out. And if it turns into cash, I'm all in.
Absolutely. And joining us as always is our football expert, our guy of all guys, Connor. Connor, welcome in.
Guy of all guys.
You know, they're not all first round draft picks, but that's what I went with. That was what I was feeling.
This is what happens when you wing it.
For the record, your intro is always winged. So sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
I figured
something more consistent with Connor. You always have some cringy shit to say about Connor.
But that makes people love Connor more, I think. I think it makes him more likable.
I mean, maybe he is the guy of all guys.
Yeah, I mean, what are we saying? I mean, come on.
Do I need a plaque, like, above my office that says that?
The guy of all guys.
The goat.
Oh, gosh.
They'll say, what does that even mean? And I'll say, go to Patrick.
Yeah, go ask Pat. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's funny.
But I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Well, before we get started, I would like to talk about our partnership with thedailystakes.com. So for those that don't know, thedailystakes.com is a gambling website where you can log on there, and they have a model for the major sports. You got NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, all that good stuff. And it's perfect for people like us because, you know, we have full-time jobs. Gambling's kind of a side job, a hobby, a hustle. And so you don't always have the time to go out there and do all the research and all the trends, find out all the stats, find out the right pick for the game. And that's where the dailystakes.com comes in. For a small price of $30 a month, we're talking $1 a day, you can go on there whenever you have time, figure out what picks they like the most, and then you can just put it in and then just watch it. I know for me, within the first couple of days of signing up for this service, I hit a $14 parlay. So in a matter of a couple of days, I paid for almost half of 1 month subscription. But to go even further, we have a special deal for you guys. When you sign up and you pay for your subscription this first month, when you go to put in your credit card information, up in the top right-hand corner, there is a promo code. If you put in promo code DUMM, D-U-M-M, you get 20% off your first month of your subscription. So right away, you're already getting some money back there. You're saving some money, and it also helps us. It makes us look good, too, as well. So if you're like us, you're looking to get a step up on the competition, use the dailystakes.com promo code DUMM, D-U-M-M, for 20% off your first month.
I love it. Patty, can I just add, I'm juiced about this because you can kind of just track it and be like, did I net $30 The coolest thing about this is that I went $20 this month. You can see after a month, like, did this pay for itself? And like you said, your first day or first couple days having it, you hit a massive parlay. So it already paid
absolutely.
For itself.
And even
I love
if
this kind
maybe
of stuff,
you're like Connor here,
you can
only
see if
like
it's worth
doing
it.
One
like
sport,
if it isn't working for
you can
you,
pay
then
for
fine,
just picks
I,
for one
I
sport,
that.
And that's
I
cuts
love
the
that
price
you can see
in
if it
half.
Works or not.
So if you want to do just NFL, you get NFL for $15 a month, and then plus with the promo code, you get 20% off of that as well. So it's really awesome. It's really great, and they highlight on your on the page on the front page. They highlight their most confident picks of the night. So that's a 5 out of 5 rating. So if you're like me, you can just go in there quick, look at those games, and boom, you're off. But if you want to look at other games, they do all the games. So for tonight, they did all the Major League Baseball games, the NFL game for tonight. They may not have a 5.5 trophy rating on all of them, but there is stuff out there where you can get value in picks. So it's definitely a service we recommend. We do use it ourselves. Check out the dailystakes.com promo code DUMM. And in case you guys didn't know this, tomorrow on Football Friday, we are having one of the co-founders join us for Football Friday. So it should be electric tomorrow. We get a talk with one of the founders of the dailystakes.com. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow as well. All right, it's Thursday, which means we are starting off with talking about college football. We actually have 4 top 25 matchups this week that should be good games. We're going to start off with Oklahoma at Texas. Oklahoma is 3.5-point favorites. This game should be a really good one this weekend. It's the Red River Rivalry, I believe is what it's called. Diz, any idea on that one?
Nailed it.
So Oklahoma comes in ranked number 6. Texas comes in ranked number 21. A lot of people love Texas, and a lot of people, myself included, have been down on Oklahoma. The clear advantage in this game is Texas's offense over Oklahoma's defense. Texas comes in 5th in the nation in points per game and 15th in yards per game. Oklahoma comes in 50th in points allowed and yards allowed per game. So, and then also from what I saw last week, Oklahoma is not very disciplined. They should have won and covered last weekend, but a stupid penalty and a kick return touchdown crushed that. Also, some little trends here for you, Diz. This is the 13th straight year Texas is the underdog in this matchup. In the last 9 of these matchups, Texas has been 7-2 against the spread. I'm rolling with the dog and the trends. Give me Texas plus 3.5 in this one.
I love a home dog, especially in a rivalry.
You
just have to imagine it's going to be close, or at least it's going to come down to the wire. I just love it. I think getting 3.5 points at home against your rival. It feels like a too good to be true bet for me. So it's actually not a best bet for that reason, but I love Texas plus 3.5 as well.
Awesome. Love it. Next game we have Arkansas at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is getting 5.5 points. Diz, you know what happened to both of these teams last weekend?
They got mopped by the best teams in the nation.
That's right. So they lost to the number 1 and number 2 teams in the nation by more than 2 touchdowns. So both of them are coming in kind of a tough spot, coming off a tough loss. If I had to lean one way in this one, I think I would take Arkansas and the points. And that's just because I trust Arkansas's defense more than Ole Miss's defense. So I'm not probably going – I mean, none of these are really best bets, but if I had to – give a lean or a side, I'd probably take Arkansas.
Stay away from me. This is gross. I don't know what to expect, especially after playing Bama and Georgia. Just one I'm going to stay away from. I hope it's a good game. I hope I'm watching it late. But this is one I do not want to give any money towards.
Yep, I don't blame you. The next one, we have Georgia at Auburn. Georgia is a 15.5-point favorite. Now, this one for me didn't need a ton of research or anything. Auburn is coming off a massive win at Death Valley against LSU last weekend. And this is one of my favorite things to do, especially in college football, because in college football, we see the greatest overreaction ever. So A team comes off a big win 1 week, then people overreact and they get dog walked the next week. And as I said earlier, Georgia is one of the top two teams in the nation. This is easy money. Give me Georgia minus 15.5.
Certified cover boy agrees. I think 15.5 points isn't enough. I think Georgia's going to roll.
Georgia's defense is unheard of. I mean, they are doing things that are just crazy. So I love Georgia here. And then the final one, Diz, I'm sure you're going to have a side on this one, Penn State at Iowa.
Guess what I'm betting on this game. What do you think I'm betting?
Iowa?
No, sir.
Are you betting the over?
Oh, you're goddamn right. I'm betting
the
over.
Oh, my God. You can't.
Yeah, I know. Two of the best defenses in college football, but you know what that means? Low total, baby. I love a low total. I will fall for that every time. This is one I'm going to watch, so hammer the over. I'll let you go ahead with your spiel, but I just wanted to see if you knew what I was going to bet.
So as Diz mentioned, these teams are both defensive specialists. Penn State comes in with the second least points allowed per game, and Iowa ranked third. Iowa, though, is the better scoring offensive team. They are ranked 29th in points scored, and Penn State comes in 63rd. And Iowa wins the turnover margin battle. And Iowa is at home. Give me Iowa in the points here. I think it's going to be Iowa all day, every day. But I cannot believe you are taking the over in this game with the number 2 and number 30 ranked defense and points allowed.
A lot of possessions. College football is 4 hours long. I find it hard to believe that 41 points isn't going to get there. And guess what? If it's a defensive battle, I lose money, but it's probably going to be a close game. So it's a win-win in my opinion.
All right, there you go. That's our college wrap up for this week. So we are now moving on. It is Thursday, which means we have daily fantasy. So Connor, why don't you go ahead and give us your daily fantasy lineup for tonight's Rams Seahawks game.
All right, so I had spoken with Patrick earlier about one thing. We normally don't share anything on our teams, but I said this has got to be a two-quarterback week, right? Because this is going to be a high-scoring game. The only thing that would prevent that is if the Seahawks offense will be stagnant. So for my MVP, I started with Matt Stafford. I personally like Russell Wilson a lot more, but there's a lot more going on with the Rams offense, I think, than the Seahawks offense. Then I went ahead and went with Russell Wilson. Like I said, two quarterbacks. Then I went and took Tyler Lockett.
Let's go.
Exactly. So Cooper Kupp was a lot of money. I'm a huge Cooper Kupp fan, but he was fed the ball last week. So I'm going Tyler Lockett here. Then I'm going with kicker for Seattle, Myers. I wanted some points, some given points to my team, to kind of give me the edge over other people that might have a goose egg for one of their players. And then last, I went with the rest of my money. I took DeSean Jackson.
Oh, an Eagles favorite.
So this dude plays the deep ball.
Yeah.
And that's almost guaranteed a touchdown if he's going out for that. Although if he's not going out for the deep ball, there's not going to be very many points here. So this is going to be high risk, high reward on DeSean Jackson. It seems like he's going every other week with going off so far. So that's my lineup.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Diz, what do you got?
I agree with Connor. It's got to be two quarterbacks. I don't know if there's any other game where this maybe is more true. Stafford and Wilson just rack up fantasy points. I do have Stafford as my MVP as well. He averages more fantasy points, even though Russ is a threat to run. I'm pretty confident that he didn't want to overthink it. And I also thought a lot of people would have Russ as their MVP. So could be a differentiator there for me and Connor. Got both of those quarterbacks. Then Cooper Kupp, best receiver in the league right now, stats-wise, fantasy points-wise. Had to take him. I knew he was a lot of money, but I had a couple tricks up my sleeve. I was absolutely shook by the value of Alex Collins as Chris Carson's backup, and Carson maybe not playing, and even if he does, he'll probably be limited. So I got him for super cheap, and then I was able to grab Tyler Higbee with my remaining value, who he's actually the tight end on a couple of my fantasy leagues. So pretty happy with that lineup. I will say this is the first time I don't have a kicker in my lineup, but I've lost a couple in a row, so trying to change things up. I'm feeling pretty good. I was in a pool with 100 people. All right,
so basically, my lineup is a combination of your guys' lineups, okay? So two quarterbacks, obviously, and I went opposite of you guys like I typically do. I got Russ as my MVP. So I got Russ as my MVP. I got Matthew Stafford, both quarterbacks, easy money. And then I went Tyler Lockett, just like Connor did. So for this one, I was choosing between Lockett and Metcalf. But usually, 1 week, one of them will do great, and then the next week, they will flip it. Last week, Lockett had only 4 catches for 24 yards. I think he bounces back this week. I think they look to feed him. So I'm going Tyler Lockett. And then just like Diz, I went with Tyler Higbee. So he was the Rams, or he is the Rams starting tight end. He is a cheap option. And I think if the teams are looking to stop anyone tonight, it will be Woods and Kupp. So I think Higbee will have a lot of good matchups, and I think he could find the end zone tonight. And then finally, I went with Alex Collins as well. And I put a little note on here that this is subject to change. Chris Carson is dealing with a chronic neck injury. He is listed as questionable, even though he hasn't practiced this week. If Chris Carson doesn't play, Collins is the guy, hands down. And you're getting tremendous value for him. At least when we did this, you could get him for super cheap. Now, if somehow, some way, Chris Carson manages to play tonight, I might make a late change. But more than likely, I'm sticking with Collins here, and that's my daily fantasy lineup. All right, let's review the best bets for Monday. Connor, how'd your best bets do?
2-0, as great as it can be. I'm just upset that I didn't bet a third game.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, if you're like me, I went 2-1. I bet a third game, and I lost the third game, so... Just because you bet another one doesn't mean you'll necessarily win it. So I'd say take the wins while you got them.
I could have taken a third. I would have taken a third. I knew it. It would have happened.
we already know you're from the future, Connor, all right? You could have taken a third game probably.
I was trying to throw you off with the last pod where I didn't have like anything hit. Yeah, I want to make it seem like I'm from this earth.
You have to. You have to throw in a little curveball here and there.
Yeah.
And then Diz, how'd your best bets do?
I went 1-2. Fortunately, they were all plus money, so I think I'm still doing okay in the competition. If the Cardinals win that game, I'm up 7 units from last night. So I'm kind of down bad, but I think I hit it like a plus 125 or something like that. So curious to know where we're at in the best bet standings with you guys coming off heaters.
Yep, I got that for you. And for the Diz stands out there, we did – kind of converse post last pod, we decided to give Diz his teaser that pushed, so that was corrected. Now I am down 2.11 units, clearly in last place. Diz, you are down 0.16 units, and Connor is up 0.07 units. So we have a real nail biter in this competition. Let's move on to our best bets of the night. I actually have one going right now. It's basically over. I'll go ahead and get that out of the way first then. In the Major League Baseball, I had White Sox first 5.5 run versus Houston. I thought with Lance Lynn on the mound against my hated Houston Astros that the White Sox would do this easily, but they are currently down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth. So I will go ahead and count that one as a loss. I got to stop betting for or against Houston. I just need to stay away, period.
Then is your late night booty call, Pat. You can't resist.
And it doesn't matter which side of that game I go on. I am always on the losing side. But anyways, I'll go ahead and stick with baseball. So my other one I have for tonight, I have Red Sox first 5.5 run versus the Rays. Both teams are pitching lefties. But a fun fact that not many people realize, but the Rays struggle hitting left-handed pitching. And the Red Sox are coming off that huge win against the Yankees, and I can get the Red Sox at plus a half run. I'll take it. Give me Red Sox first 5.5 run.
Wow.
And then my final best bet of the night, I'm going to the NFL. I'm taking the over tonight, and I got it at over 54.5. It is actually a lot of points. I know it, but these teams are going to put up points. I can see a 31-28 ball game. This total is actually down to 53.5 right now, I think. So if you jump on it now, you can get it 1 point better. But I'm taking the over 54.5. This is the first Thursday night game that everyone will want to watch. Two explosive offenses duking it out. And I actually believe this will be the first one on Amazon Prime. So all the scrubs out there like me that don't have NFL Network should be able to watch this game. So I'm hoping for a good high-scoring affair tonight. Give me the Rams-Cardinals over 54.5. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets tonight?
All right, I have two. I will say I was going to have three. I was going to do a no-run second inning. Didn't realize it was a day game, and the second inning had already happened. But correct me if I'm wrong, I think there was a run, so I kind of got lucky. Nonetheless, I have two. I have Rams minus 2.5 tonight. I know that's a hot take. I know they're on the road. That might be tough, but I think the Rams are the best team in football. I think last week, with a short week approaching, it almost makes you think they were looking ahead to Seattle. Not that you can discount the Cardinals, but I just feel like they're going to be ready to go. They're going to bounce back from this loss, and I think they're going to score a lot of points on the road. I know Seattle's one of the toughest places to play, which I was a little shocked at the value at Rams minus 2.5. That's why I took it. I'm trusting McVay. I'm trusting Stafford. I think they're going to explode. My other one, it's not a teaser, but I teased it earlier in the pod. Penn State, Iowa, over 41.5. 41.5 will hit if the game is 4 hours long, and college football is way too long. So I'm going to cash on that, and I'm hopefully probably going to watch that entire football game. Those are my two. Really wanted a third, but like I said, I missed the NRSI possibility, and not gonna reach. Those were the two that stuck out to me.
I do want to say, Diz, so with that the Rams pick, there's a bunch of trends that say either team should win, but the one trend that I like the most is the Seahawks are 4-0 when they wear their lime green color rush jerseys.
Disgusting.
So I am rolling with the lime green machine.
Disgusting.
All right, Connor, what do you got for your best bets tonight?
So I do want to say for Diz, you do have one thing going on your side for the Rams, and that's that I am also taking the Rams at minus 2.5.
No.
Lock it in! Lock it in, baby!
So you have that going for you.
Let's go.
And then I'm going back to an older pick to help save me and hopefully separate me from the pack. I'm going Cooper Kupp, once again, 2+ touchdowns this game.
What's the value on that?
+500.
Jeez. You guys are coming in swinging with all these high-value picks. I'm going to have to start stepping my shit up.
Yeah, you do.
All right. It's time for the Hail Mary same game parlay of the day. Now, disclaimer, this is a risk-free bet on FanDuel, so I would probably not recommend this unless you're doing it risk-free, but everyone should have the opportunity to get a risk-free same game parlay. Make sure you go into promos, click the opt-in button, and then you can follow along and run this with me. Now, I think Connor saw the value on this earlier, but Diz, do you want to guess what $10 will win me in this Hail Mary same game parlay of the day?
Legs we got.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 legs.
8 legs. So $10 risk-free bet, correct?
Yep.
To win $713. Going once, going twice.
Wrong.
Damn it.
$10 risk-free to win $5,091.50. Oh, we're going big money. Now, I'm going to run through these, and the very last one is going to be the one that there's a reason that the value is so high and there's a lot banking on it. So, but I got the over 53.5. Like I said, when I took the 54.5, it was there, but by the time I did this Hail Mary same game parlay of the day, it was down to 53.5. So I love that. I'm going Seahawks +2.5. It's considering you guys were both on Rams, that one worries me a little bit more than I originally thought. I'm going over passing yards totals for Stafford over 305.5 and Wilson over 268.5. Then I'm going Tyler Lockett over 69.5 receiving yards. Russell Wilson over 21.5 rushing yards. Daryl Henderson over 66.5 rushing yards. And then this is the one, Diz. This is the one with the value. I'm going Tyler Higbee, first touchdown scorer. Okay?
Wow.
Now, this does two things for me, Diz. One, insane value on that play.
100%.
That's how we get up to that 5,000 mark. But this also gives me an early out on this game.
Very great call. I was going to say, I didn't know if that's what you were going to mention, but that is what I was thinking as well.
So if Higbee, by some miracle, gets the first touchdown tonight, then I'm locked in for the rest of the game.
Cash it out.
If Higbee doesn't score the first touchdown of the game, then I don't have to worry about the rest of the game.
Good point. Go to bed early, Bob. Get some Z's.
Yeah, especially after staying up till like midnight watching those two wild card games the past two nights.
Yeah, let's pretend you watch the Cardinals because you're a fraud fan.
Okay. Anyways.
Sorry.
Do you boys have anything you guys need to get off your chest before we call it a night?
Connor, I want your input here. Patty is a diehard sports fan, but whenever his team has a big game or a big moment, he decides not to watch because he thinks it's bad juju for him to watch his team. Is that the most insane thing you've ever heard, like I think, or do you think maybe he's got something going for him?
The only time I'm not watching my team is, well, it's going to be rough for the Kraken for me for hockey because they have like 10 o'clock games. So that one's going to be rough. But as far as the Eagles games, I make sure that I'm watching those, each one of them, unless I know for sure, like last year, there were going to be a lot of games that we were not going to even participate in. And I was going to save myself the sleep. But Cardinals last night, did you watch it, Patty?
We were texting as if he was watching the game and he was like, oh, by the way, I turned it off because I don't want to jinx us. It's like, that's not how it works. The whole point of
crucial
being a fan
games.
Of a team is watching it. Like
crucial games, you got to watch it. You got to watch the crucial ones.
Okay, obviously, you want your team to win, but if you don't even watch them win, what's the point? Like, that's a part of being a fan is you watch them win, you watch them lose. You're there in the highs. You're there in the lows. Or if you're a Reds fan, you're there in the lows. There are no highs. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just nuts to me how you're not watching those big moments. That's the whole part of being a fan.
He's doing the Moneyball take.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And you guys know I'm a very different person, right? I bet these insane parlays all the time. I'm just a weird person. I am an anomaly. But, for example, last night, I was late getting to the game. The Cardinals scored in the top of the first inning. Okay? So I start watching probably second, third inning. The fourth inning, while I'm watching, the Dodgers hit a home run. So, okay, that's not good. And then we get to the sixth inning and bottom of the sixth inning, and the Dodgers are threatening. Our pitchers are walking people. It's looking bad. So I said, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. There was two outs. Runners on first and second, and it was like 3-1 count, maybe. I go to the bathroom, and by the time I come back, the Cardinals got out of the inning. So I'm like, okay, this is good. You know, when I'm not there watching, things are going well. So I decide to stop watching the rest of the game. I'm very superstitious when it comes to my teams.
I totally get, like, hey, we're in a bad inning. Like, let me walk away. Maybe they'll get out of it. That totally makes sense. Or maybe you're just a pissed off fan and don't want to watch it. But like 1-1 in the seventh inning of the wild card game, like that is a dream situation of a fan. Obviously, like the Cardinals didn't win and that sucks. But like, I don't know. I get the point of like missing a half inning or like missing a quarter if your team's getting stomped or something. But like, I can't believe that. I made a deal with a friend of mine who's also a Reds fan that we were going to watch that game together, and he's not even from Indianapolis. Like, we were going to link up to watch that game. Like, I was going to take PTO if the Reds made that wild card game. Like I'm a little shook. I respect it. It just throws me off, and I'm not blaming you for the loss, but just wanted to get everyone's take on that.
Here's my thing too. So I will sacrifice my fandom or my excitement for letting my team win the game. That's how strongly I feel about this.
So now you think you're a hero for not watching. You think 100%. You're the reason why your team wins the game.
100%.
Well, I think you're the villain then, because you stopped watching and they gave up the win.
That's just my opinion. I think that my teams perform better when I don't watch, but maybe I'm just being overdramatic.
One piece I want to share on top of this. So I remember there was a game I stopped watching. It was the New Miracle at the Meadowlands. I don't know if any of you have heard of this game. The Eagles and Giants. The Eagles were down 21 points in the fourth quarter. I left. I was like, it has to be with me watching it. But there's no way they're going to come back. It's the fourth quarter anyway. So I just went to sleep. My dad actually woke me up to tell me that the Eagles actually come back, scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. I watched DeSean Jackson, the last play, to win the game and not have to take it to overtime. So I say watch the big moments when you can, because you'll miss out on some great things.
That's fair. Okay. And we were talking about that. That's what happened with IU and Penn State last year. I showed up like as Michael Penix made the last dive for the pylon to win the game for us.
Yeah.
But I agree. I totally love that. But Pat's situation is like, even if the Cardinals score runs and take the lead, like, I don't think you would have watched the ninth inning, Pat, because you just would have thought they would have blown it. You would have thought that you watching the last inning would have jinxed it.
I mean, that's fair, but.
So you wouldn't have even watched the glory. You wouldn't have even watched them win it.
Correct.
Yeah, the big moment. You would have missed it.
Yep. No, I agree. And that one's on me. But maybe now I know. Anything else, boys?
Hype for Football Friday. We got a guest on. Pretty juiced.
That's right. It'll be exciting. It's electric. And make sure everyone checks out the dailystakes.com promo code DUMM for some helpful picks and tips on some bets. Remember, you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. You can contact us there. Something you want to talk about, want us to talk about on the show. Maybe you want to comment some picks or comment on our picks, whatever. Those are good places to do those. And then also check out our website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. You can check out podcast episodes, our Twitter feed, and also our merch site. And then if you like the show, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating, whatever you're listening. It helps us tremendously. We are trying to grow this thing into a, let's just say something bigger. I'll just leave it at something bigger, whatever that could be. But thank you all for listening, and we will see you tomorrow for Football Friday.